Okay, I need four people who like to read and speak into the microphone. All right, we got one. I said four, so you're good. Oopsie. Two. Up. Three. Four. I'm going to have you say the prayer at the end because you're extraordinarily good at that. Okay, so our psalm is Psalm 121. And sometimes, you know, psalms are very poetic and they were sung. And sometimes you have to take them apart a little bit to get it all. So I looked up our psalm in a different version than how we normally read it. And because I liked it this way. And so I'm going to read a line and my four volunteers are going to read a line because I thought this would be really a good thing to remember because it's getting close to Halloween. And in Halloween, lots of people talk about scary stuff or there's scary stuff out. And this is a good reminder for us, okay? So I'm going to have you guys pass this microphone down after you read your part, and you have to put it right up against your mouth, like, uh-oh. Hello? It's still working, right? Okay, right up against your mouth, like you're a rock star. Okay. So hopefully everyone will be inspired by this translation. So, I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains?
No, my strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains.
Okay. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep.
Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep.
God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you.
Shielding you from sunstroke. Sheltering you from moonstroke.
God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life.
He guards you when you leave, and when you return, he guards you now, he guards you always.
Excellent. Thank you, speakers. That was great. So, do you need to be afraid? Who's with you always? God protecting you. Okay, you all know what sunstroke is. Who knows what moonstroke is? What is it? You get moonburn? That's what it sounds like, but I have no idea what it means. Do you know, Reverend Jeannie? Because you always know everything.
I have her well snookered. It could have something to do with lunacy.
Oh.
Because when people went crazy, it was often during the full moon, the luna.
Right.
So maybe moonstroke is going a little nutsy.
Okay, well then I know all of you have suffered from moonstroke. I've seen it. Tibetchi. Sunstroke. It's when you're out in the sun and it raises your body temperature. Right, and it's really dangerous for you, and you have to get out of the sun and get your body temperature down. So, all right. So the point of this psalm is, don't worry, God's with you. So Uzzah, will you come on over here and lead us in prayer, or are you not into it today? You'll do it? Okay, come on over. That'd be excellent. Okay, guys, come on over so we can say our prayer before you head off for Sunday school.
Hey, what is this about? What is this thing about?
That God protects us.
Okay. I don't think I want to do it anymore.
Okay, that's all right. Does anyone else feel inspired? Okay.
Well, dear God, we always.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God, we always hope that you will. Well, we know that you will always come and stay with us, but.
Shh, I'm praying, bro. Keep going.
So stay with. Wait. I know that you will always stay with us, and also we always know that you will protect us and get.
Come on, finish up.
You will always give us food and what we need to live, and hopefully nothing more, nothing less.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. What do we say at the end of a prayer?
Amen.
Amen. That was great. That God will always will protect us and give us all that we need. Thank you. All right, see you guys later.